From our county, 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Well, it's not an emergency, but just my house shook, and then I cut on the news, and I see this trail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see, like, any damage, but my whole house vibrated, and I'm not even close to it. So I don't know whether or not you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go to look and see it's a crack somewhere, because I could not believe my son thought the dryer had fell through the floor. Like, that's how much our house vibrated. So, you know, I was like, I don't know. I don't know whether or not I should make a call. Nobody was hurt or anything like that, but it's just the fact that our whole house trembled.
Yes, yeah. It happened to all the houses in the area, unfortunately. But we do have them on the scene. Did you want someone to check your house, or?
I really hate to take Mount Pell away from the true emergency. You understand what I'm saying? But I do.
Yeah.
I did want it, you know, documented, or I did want to call somebody to say, you know, yeah, that I had not looked in every room to make sure that nothing, whatever. But I just wanted to call and see whether or not that was normal, or should somebody come out. I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is not a normal situation, so I really couldn't advise you. I mean, I could try to have somebody come out there and help you, but I'm not sure how long it might take.
Okay.
Did you want me to send a call?
Yeah.
What's the address?
6625 Kellyanne Way.
6625 Kellyanne Way?
Yes.
And is that near Lennings Lane and Aaron Mee Way?
Uh-huh.
And is it a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Your name, please?
Esther Corbett, Corbett.
And the phone number there? All right. And you wanted the fire department to check it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If anything changes, give us a call back from a safe location. We'll have them on the way for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.